Hello, and welcome to another audio version of the Four for Soaring blog and podcast. Today's topic is about circles. It's about the group of people that you can grow close to and that you can do life with, that you can be in community with. And so I wrote this post back in March of 2018 and tied this a little bit to the Cheers theme song because that's been stuck in my head for the last 35 years. And so it's called Got Circle. Sometimes you need to go where everybody knows your name. And if you did grow up watching Cheers like I did, that theme song has been stuck in your head for the last 35 years. Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. For any of you who can't sing it completely word for word, it's embedded in the body of the post. If you go out and find it, I'll try to play a little bit for it for you in a little while. It took me a while to learn that the song is not about a bar. It's about circles. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. You want to go where people know people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. What if that want was really more of a need? What if we don't just want to be with people who are just as messed up as we are, but we really need to be with people just like we need the very air that we breathe? I grew up watching these dysfunctional people on TV fail to be perfect, fail at the art of being human as individuals, while somehow showing us week after week how it could look to perfect it by being together as a group. Sure, some of them looked like they had it all together, but it took an entire decades-long spin-off series for us to learn that Frasier, the well-dressed, affluent psychiatrist with a beautiful wife, forever spouting self-help advice, was probably more messed up than a lot of them. The key word there was together. They were messed up, but they were in it together. They loved each other despite their failings. The small group they formed is similar to other small groups of friends and family found in every aspect of life, school, work, in their case, a neighborhood bar, church, and even online. This is what they mean in the church world when they say things like, circles are better than rows. Rows are what you might find anywhere where you are participating in the same thing, like watching a movie, but you're not truly interacting with each other. Rows are an incredible thing as well, and they are way better than the alternative of being alone. Rows provide us with a shared experience and a chance to hear, experience, or absorb the same information, whether that be attending a concert, sitting in a bar, or airport, people watching, or going to a church service. I'm a bit biased, and I will tell you some church services can be truly transformative and transcendent experiences. But some of you would probably argue that Walmart people watching could be as well. I'll just go on record as saying I've done both. They are not nearly the same, especially when you experience that same worship time in rows with the people you spend time with in circles. In our work lives, we find ourselves in rows or their equivalent every time we attend a speech by some leader or training session, either in person or online. We get informed if we aren't tuned out or multitasking, and if we are very lucky occasionally, we'll be inspired. However, we all know the real learning occurs when we get out of the meeting and we are processing what we just heard with our closest coworkers. That is when the magic happens, and you can check what you heard with another person. They may have heard some things you missed. They may see things slightly differently, or could get a whole lot of validation from the fact that you processed it exactly the same way. Nevertheless, the information is not the really important thing going on there. It's the bond. It's the circle. The more you get together and talk about shared experiences, the closer you become. The more you share and the stronger circle you create. So much so that when someone hurts, we hurt. When someone leaves, we are sad. When you leave, you are a bit lost and a bit fearful you won't find the same circle again. When people in your work circle have a life event, you all celebrate together. You look forward to those times. They make the work you do and the time you spend at work more meaningful. This is the power of the circle at work. In our lives at home, we find ourselves in a similar place. When we sit on the couch and watch a TV show or movie together, we are in rows. When we sit at the dinner table and talk about the show or the day's events or who's driving us crazy at work, we are in a circle. If you reflect back on experiences you've had in circles at home versus row experiences, which ones give you the fondest memories? When a close friend of ours experiences a loss, we don't just go sit in a funeral parlor and listen to the service together. Hopefully, we are there before and after the funeral with food, shared memories, and lots of hugs and prayers. That is a circle. When our friend's kid is lost or their spouse has let them down, we circle around them to support them. Out in the community, we can join a food drive at work and bring our cans in, or we can sign up and go volunteer, and without ever talking to anyone, filling a truck with water, pet food, or diapers. That is a cool thing to do. When we participate like this, we are still sharing that row experience to some extent, and it is good to be sure. It is definitely much better than sitting at your desk or on your couch and wishing you could help. However, it does not compare to knowing the names of the people you are serving food to or serving with the people you know well from work, school, or church. It can't hold a candle to getting a text in the middle of the week from a 3-time cancer survivor living on government aid, sending you a prayer and asking you if you are doing okay. Sorry, there is no comparison to the circle versus the row there, folks. Lastly, if you are someone who goes to a church, either joyously or reluctantly, as I once did, then you have to at least sense there is a marked difference in worshiping together in rows versus spending time in someone's living room or in a coffee shop sharing what's going on in your or their life. If you don't understand that there's a difference between showing up on a Sunday and listening to, at least in my case, a world-class sermon and worship experience, and seeing someone you made the effort to get close to change their life, you are simply missing out on something that will bring you an indescribable joy. Please don't misunderstand me. You need not be a Jesus follower to experience circles, although I would highly recommend you try it on for size. Circles are simply everywhere for the making and joining. The key to the circle is getting at least 2 people to take action to form a bond. That can easily start with you taking 1 small step or making 1 small gesture to connect with someone. With time and attention, a bond or 2 or 10 will be formed. It is through those bonds that we better understand that none of us is perfect. In a circle, you get a chance to see that our troubles are all the same. In a circle, you get a chance to see that we are created to be better together and to live that way. The alternative is to languish on your own or halfway there in a row with no one ever enthusiastically shouting, "Norm!" as you walk in the door of their life. I want that for you. And whether you are a believer or not, that is okay. I believe that God wants that for all of us. Thank you for joining. I'll catch you next time on the 4 for Soaring blog.